At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap. Over the next 3 hours, Nigel Seeley. In 30 minutes, we'll have him give us his best EPL plays for the week and then a primer for the World Cup. Kid's been on a heater. Brad Powers on college football. Betsy still likes this morning. Some scenarios for the playoff and Heisman angles today. Mike Pritchard on the NFL in 2 hours and Paul Charchian later on fantasy for this week and player props for tonight, which is where we are going to begin. We do have an NFL game. We'll get into the weather. We will get into, you know, it is kind of a big game here. I don't care about what the records are based on, you know, where these two teams are located and the division that they're in. It's a huge game. If the Falcons win this game to go to 5-5, well, then the Buccaneers need to answer that on Sunday when they play in Germany against Seattle. But here's what I want to do with the game that we saw 2 weeks ago. I want to take like a piece of paper, crumple it up, and throw it right in the garbage. That game, to me, 2 weeks ago, has absolutely nothing to do with what we're going to watch tonight and how you probably need to bet this game. I'll give you an example. P.J. Walker went nuts. He threw for more than 300 yards. He looked awesome. If you take away that game, he's averaging 134 yards passing and 0.6 touchdowns. He was benched last week. There's a chance he could get benched right away in this game tonight.
That's in play because Mayfield was so good in relief. You're right. And then with the weather scenario, and it could be a quagmire, do you just want to go passing – under, all the props under, and the rushing yards over. I mean, not to mention, are they going to slow down Patterson and Atlanta's rushing attack anyways after what Mixon did, and he ran wild against them. So I am with you to throw out what happened in the last game. And also, to your point, it's important for Atlanta. You get to 500. Right now, they're plus 180 at some spots to make the playoffs. And you can bet over 7.5 wins, $1.30. I mean, you can't find three more wins if they get this one tonight.
Interesting.
Chicago, Washington, Pittsburgh, New Orleans will be the next couple games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they close with Arizona and Tampa. So, you know, we kind of thought, well, no big deal. It was a fluke. In that first matchup against Tampa, they were down 3 touchdowns, but then they were in position to get the ball back with a chance to win the game before the horrific roughing the passer penalty. How big was that sequence now when you look at it?
For sure.
But certainly this rushing attack's been great. Top five in the league. Not asking Mariota to do much through the air.
Exactly
but,
right.
But a great coaching job here. And, I mean, this is what they do best. And they don't have to throw tonight because of the weather. And considering what Carolina was unable to do against Cincinnati, I'm here for Patterson props. I'm here for Mariota props over. And good point, too, about Walker. I mean, between the elements, and he might get pulled. I don't know how you want to go over 173.5.
So, yeah, they just flashed all of his numbers on the screen here. That's the exact number that they put up on the board. That, to me, feels a little bit high. I mean, if you go back and look, the start against the Rams, that's the one where Kurt Warner, the Hall of Famer,
yes,
said, I've never seen this before in my entire life. The dink and dunk. I mean, that's all it was. He was 10 of 16 for 60 yards in that game. Got better against Tampa Bay when he threw for .177 and 2 touchdowns. Then the 317 explosion against the Falcons 2 weeks ago, but it, you know, came crashing down to earth on the road against the Bengals last week when he was 3 of 10 for 9 yards and he got yanked after a second INT. And I'm actually a little bit surprised they're going back to him tonight. I know that it was in, blowout time when, yeah, Mayfield came in, but he was a starter to begin the season. And I thought for sure, you asked me on Monday, who are they going to go with? I thought Mayfield. I was wrong there. So if Walker struggles at all early tonight, which can easily happen, I think that they go to the bullpen.
Yeah. Well, you also have the tanking that's on too. How they want to approach that as well.
Right.
Is it coming from up above, right, with ownership about what to do? But he was pathetic last night, as the whole team was, no doubt about it. The other thing is the emergence of Foreman here for props, what it means to the team and also fantasy. And Hubbard's a little banged up, too.
Yeah.
So the fact that Foreman, and he ran wild in that first meeting. That last game had everything, all right, with the missed extra points and the penalties and what happened with Pinheiro. But still an intriguing game because of the playoff implications and if Atlanta can get this done. The other thing, too, you mentioned about Carolina is horrendous on third down. They're the worst team in the league, third down percentage. It's the worst in the organization's history, franchise history. They're 26%. That's the worst since St. Louis in 2015,
ooh,
25%. So that's another thing to watch tonight, too.
Well, so Patterson, obviously you're high on, and he's 54.5 tonight for the yards. He had 13 carries last week and 2 rushing touchdowns. Did you know that on the season, this is a little bit bizarre because he was a dual threat last year, he has as many rushing touchdowns as receptions this year, so maybe play Patterson under through the air and over on the ground. And if you consider what happened a couple of weeks ago when Patterson was out, it was Caleb Huntley and Algier. They actually each went over 85 combined yards in the game. And I know Mixon went nuts last week, 153 yards and 4 scores. But the Panthers have allowed the 4th most rushing yards and 5th most rushing touchdowns to running backs on the season.
Mm.
I don't think this is going to be a Kyle Pitts game. The weather, again, we have a very high chance of rain at kickoff and throughout the game. Kyle Pitts, now, he actually was the only tight end on the year to go over 64 yards against Carolina a couple of weeks ago. But as you said, that game had everything. It was a wild affair, super high scoring. Pitts had a great game there, and they never really make him like a major part of the game plan anyway.
No.
So 3.5 catches, 37.5 yards. Look, I have to play him tonight in one of my fantasy leagues, and I want nothing to do with it. But I'm forced to do so.
They take him top five. They rarely throw to him. They take Ridley in the first round, and then he's put in parlays, and they trade him after the suspension. So this is right. There's two. Yeah. There's two top picks right there. They one guy that they hardly use. The other guy they traded.
Well, London, another example.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, and London tonight is 3.5 and 34.5 yards. But I think that this is going to be exactly what you said. Maybe Mariota. Well, his passing prop is so tiny tonight. But it makes sense, right? Totally baked in. But you can see him running the ball tonight, maybe going over there. But I don't like the 157.5 from Mariota. I don't think that we're going to get much from Kyle Pitts or anybody else through the year.
Yeah, I like first quarter under 7.5. I like sacks under 4.5. I don't think you're going to see a lot of passing. No score first 5.5 minutes. I go with that as well. You can lay the $1.60, $1.70 juice on that. And it's going to be, could be rough. You maybe, what, 80% chance of rain, and the wind will be howling. You're with me, though, right? They can't get to 8-9. I think they win tonight. And they get to 5-5. They can't get three more wins. I'm with you on the Bears game when they play coming up. That should be a lot of points.
Yeah.
But then Washington, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Arizona at home. I mean, who knows what
it's doable,
what's on the line in the Tampa game to close it out. But I think they can get to 8 wins.
Well, who had them at 4-5 to begin the season?
Right, yeah.
You know, not many people. The longest field goal tonight is 46.5. The last time they played, again in a dome, Koo went nuts. He had 3 made field goals, 4 extra points, but it's 46.5 tonight in conditions? I don't know. Maybe
that's something to look at. Okay.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yep. Elsewhere across the NFL, the number on the Bills-Vikings now down to 3.5 at almost every spot. I do see a 4 here in Las Vegas, maybe a couple of 4s, but basically 3.5. And I know that the Westgate had to put out their numbers for the Super Contest yesterday. I was hoping that they were going to go with Bills 2.5 so I could play them. They actually put up a 3.5 in the contest as well. So you know what's going to happen here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's not going to play.
No. But they got good news, though. So he might probably misses the Sunday game, but that should be it then.
Yeah, and I think so.
With the encouraging news here.
Here's the update that we got yesterday from Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott.
He's day-to-day, and the next question will be, is he going to play? And the answer is, we'll see. So based on the medical report that we have, Josh is day-to-day. I'm not going to get in the medical report. Should have said that to begin with. I'm not answering any more questions about Josh, his status, medical report. I'm not a doctor to begin with. So he is day-to-day. Is he going to play? We'll see. We'll take it one day at a time.
Is that based on how much pain he can deal with and how he can execute throws or whatever?
He's day-to-day. We'll see. We will see.
Will he be limited?
Give me one sec. Let me answer his question fully, please. We will see how he does. We use common sense, and obviously we factor a lot of things into it, medical report being one of them, and our doctor's wisdom and knowledge.
Right.
I think the best move here is just to say, Josh, look, I mean, take the game off.
Yep.
You know, we'll give you another week to get ready to come back after this. We're playing for much more important things this year than to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Like, even if this costs the Bills, if they lose this game and this is the reason why they're not the one seed, okay, as long as you have a healthy Josh Allen going into the playoffs, you would take that, right? Rather than forcing him out there when maybe it's not the best idea.
Well, if I'm Buffalo, I would say if we blow the one seed, don't lose to the Jets, right? And what happened? And how Allen didn't play well in that game? That I think they win the game. I've come around on that. I'll trust Case Keenum here. Minnesota again on a back-to-back road games and down 10 late against Washington. They going to move the ball against Buffalo if they couldn't move it against Washington, although it's an improved defense? You know what I'm saying?
That's why I was hoping the Bills would be 2.5. I actually still might play them at 3.5 in the contest.
Right. I mean, are they going to keep this going? Are they going to win close games every single week? I guess with 6 in a row. I'm not going to do theory, but it's like, come on. They're also celebrating like they won the Super Bowl last week on the plate.
Yep. Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts, and whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Every week, they have new promotions like Tuesday, hockey first goal insurance, Friday night college football bet and get, and Sunday football parlay insurance, plus more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today. It's a whole new game. Paulie will recap the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some, a 13-1 run to start the season. Details on that. And I don't know where this video ranks, but I've watched it probably 25, 30 times already, and I've laughed every single time. It's up there. We'll play it for you coming up here on Follow the Money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online. Book your home on the latest lines, odds, and boosts, whether it's football, hockey, basketball, soccer. The great Nigel Seeley doing work with Bet Rivers and all the props tonight in the NFL game. Sunday football parlay insurance, Friday night football, bet and get. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, betrivers.com, or download the app. Get up there, Bet Rivers. The pro tip. Now, this is the final weekend of the Premier League before the break, and the Premier League won't be back until Monday, December 22nd, 26th, excuse me. So be careful betting some favorites and also get and look to be involved in play, the motivation with the key players. Not going to be there because of the World Cup right around the corner and the break. So good pro tip from Nigel. Be careful. But look to get involved in play as well with the Premier League. We do these every hour and available for subscribers only at VSiN.com. Double shot of Nigel Seeley. VSiN works with VSiN and also Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. Tell us about your trip as you're going to be there for about a month. This is astonishing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually. I actually fly out on the 23rd of November, so just under 2 weeks away. I arrive and I'm there for 5 days in Qatar. I'm staying with a friend of mine who was an ex-Premier League football player who works out. He played for Manchester City. He works out in Qatar on the television network. He's been there for 12 years, so I'm good friends with him, so I'm staying with him. And I'm doing 5 days, and I'm going to see 4 games already. I'm going to see Switzerland v. Cameroon, Serbia v. No, I think it's Serbia v. Brazil, Canada against Croatia, and England v. America in the 4 days. And then I fly back, so I need to be back in London at the beginning of December, and then I fly back out for the knockout stage. I fly out on the 3rd of December, and I catch the England last 16 game, hopefully, if we get through. I've got a ticket for the England quarter final if we get through. Mm-hmm. And then Paul, as my partner, is flying out to Dubai. I'm getting a plane from Qatar to Dubai, spending 10 days with her in Dubai before Christmas, and I'm flying in if England get to the semi-final and the final.
Damn, that's a hell of a trip. And you're going to be in the sober zone the entire time, yeah, mate?
Well, I don't think I'll be able to. I don't think I'm going to get the flight. I think I'll be in the sober zone.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the only concern I have.
Right. All right. So Sunday, November 20th, Qatar plays Ecuador, and then there's 3 matches Monday, November 21st. USA plays, England plays, and then we'll probably check in with you live. You'll be at the match that Wednesday at halftime as well. So they'll be on. you know, Money Ducks. This will be going on while we're live on the air as well. So, as Mitch mentioned, when we were getting ready to know you, and you came on one of the first times, you gave out Croatia 66-1, and they made it in the last World Cup to the final. I'm expecting the same thing here. So give me something again. What are you looking at here?
Well, you know, I've been dining out on that for the last 4.5 years.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was a bit of luck. Anyone who's followed me since knows that it was very lucky. But this time around, I think it's a very strange World Cup competition, obviously, towards the end of the year. Lots of players, coming in. It's all the unknown. There's so much criticism about the World Cup being in Qatar. Is it the right venue? Is it in the conditions? You know, why did it come here? People are saying that, you know, obviously the way that the cultural differences is between the way the Qataris are and most of the other countries in the world. And there's a big debate about that. But from a football perspective, let's only talk about a football perspective here. I believe this World Cup will be the best World Cup in my lifetime.
Wow.
And I tell you why I think it'll be the best World Cup in my lifetime, because every key player who's coming into this World Cup, every world-class player, every player in the team is coming at the peak of fitness. You ask any sportsman, when do they fit? About a third into the season, they are at the fittest of their career. That's why I believe you'll do it. Usually, when you come in the World Cup in the summer, players who've played for Liverpool, players who've played for Barcelona, players who've played for big Real Madrid, they've played 55 games. They're absolutely exhausted. Mm. They've had 2 weeks off, and then they've had to train, and they're getting injuries, and then the big players aren't there. Lionel Messi has never produced a World Cup. Ronaldo's been in and out at World Cup competitions. You know, from an English perspective, Harry Kane's been the top goal scorer, but majority of them have been penalties. He hasn't been the same player we see week in and week out. So from a football perspective, I think this will be the best World Cup, which means that I feel that you won't get so many shocks. I feel that the best teams will do well here, and the market is dominated by, you know, the big four or five in the market. For me, there's one team that stand out, and I think that's Argentina. I think that Argentina are the team to beat. I know they're the bookmakers' second favourites, but the reason why they're the bookies' second favourites is because there is a good possibility that they could play France in the last 16. Because if France don't win their group and come runner-up and Argentina win their group as expected, they will meet. If France win the group and Denmark come second, they'll play Denmark. So they've got to have a very tough last 16 game. But if you look at that Argentinian side, Messi is probably playing some of the best football that he's played for years. I mean, he's been rested the last few games as well by Paris Saint-Germain. Whether that's in the deal that he has, he can go for the World Cup, but he's playing superb. The other thing is now, as Argentina have a goal scorer, Lautaro Martinez up front from Inter Milan is a goal scorer. He's 24, 25 years of age. He's got 21 goals for his nation in 40 appearances, so a goal every other game. 65 goals in his young career at Inter Milan. So they've got a goal scorer. They've also got a very solid defence. They've also got a creative midfield, and they've got a goalkeeper in Martinez, the goalkeeper from Aston Villa, who's a world-class goalkeeper. So the team looks really, really good. They're on an unbelievable winning run. I think they're unbeaten now in 27 internationals coming into this tournament. And they played Brazil 3 times in that 27 unbeaten run, and they haven't lost to Brazil. So the reason why Brazil are the favourites is because of the name Brazil, I feel. And also because Argentina have that potential clashing into the world champions in the last 16. If France beat Denmark and Argentina win their group, Argentina will very, very quickly become favourites for this tournament, in my opinion. So Argentina, for me, definitely decide to beat. If you're looking for another time from the European perspective, I think Portugal offer the value at 16-1. For years and years and years, it's all been about Ronaldo. It's always been about Ronaldo. Now they've got a very, very good team. They've got 3 players from Manchester City. Cancelo, the fullback, who's probably the best defender in the Premier League. Diaz, the centre-half, who's the best centre-half in the Premier League. Bernardo Silva, creative midfield, and they've got some youngsters coming through. They're without Diogo Jota, the Liverpool striker, but the Portuguese team is a very, very, very good team. You know, for years, it was just about Ronaldo. And the other thing from Ronaldo hasn't played much soccer. You know, he's been rested from Manchester United, so he goes into the World Cup completely fresh. We could have a Ronaldo-Messi final. Now, that could be something, but wow. I think they offer the best sort of title chance from the European perspective at the odds at around about 15-16-1. Now, for the Croatia tip, the team that I think could surprise in this World Cup, and it's a team that's never, ever, ever got past the group stages in 3 attempts. But I think Serbia here, at around about 70-1, really do offer something. they've got a strike force in Dusan Vlahovic, who plays for Juventus. He hasn't had the best of seasons, but Fiorentina, he was phenomenal. He's a world-class player. And they've got Alexander Mitrovic from Fulham, who, outside of Harry Kane and Haaland, is the third top goal scorer in the Premier League. His goal record in Serbian football is for national side is absolutely phenomenal. They've got some creative midfield players. Perisic, who plays for Tottenham, very, very strong defence, going to be very, very hard to beat. And like Croatia before, I don't think there's going to be many teams that are going to have that sort of spirit, determination, and will to win that the Serbians have. They have that in their mentality, their psyche. Look at their sports stars, Novak Djokovic, Zjankovic and Ivanovic. They were dominant in the tennis. They've got that kind of belief because of what they've gone through, the troubles they've gone through. Mm. And they've got some real quality Serbia. And I think they'll give Brazil a game. They play Brazil in the group stage. I don't think they'll beat Brazil, but I think Brazil will probably come through 1-0. But I think they'll really, really, really give them a game. And there's a potential that Serbia will meet Portugal in the last 16. So if they do meet, you're going to have one of them in the quarterfinals. So you're going to be on 70-1, and the draw can open up. The one thing that happens in the World Cup, things open up. Teams surprise, and teams, the bracket doesn't work out as we expected. But if you're looking for an outsider, Serbia would be my outsider at 70.
Excellent, mate.
90 seconds. How about top goal scorer?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go for that Lautaro Martinez at Argentina. I think you really want to be in with a big... If you're going to go for a goal scorer, you've got to be with a team that you think can win it. You know, mm-hmm. the more games you play, the more goals you're going to go. So you've got to go with someone who's going to go all the way. And I think Argentina will go all the way. But I think the star of the show and going to end his career is Messi. And I said it at the very beginning. Yeah. I think that this is his crowning, defining moment. I think he comes into the World Cup completely rested. No, hardly any football in the last month. Playing his best football for probably 4 or 5 seasons. Completely fresh, and I think he takes this Argentina side to win it. I think Messi will be the player of the tournament. Martinez will be the top goal scorer, and Argentina are definitely the team to beat. So I'm all in for the Argies for me.
Hey, mate, that was so good. Enjoy the trip. We love talking to you. We'll be in touch, and good luck, okay, pal?
Yeah, take care. All the best, guys.
Yep, be
Thank
good.
You.
You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Sealy_Nigel. That was awesome. I can listen to him all day. I have before. And awesome. Just EPL right into the World Cup. Bam, boom, boom. Here's why. This is why I like this. Oh, man.
Yep.
Up next, we'll get into college football. Professional bettor Brad Powers will join the program. Is Texas favored by too many points over TCU? And how does he want to approach this spot for LSU?
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit, up to $200. Wagering in more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
All right, let's begin this hour talking some college football, professional sports bettor, and college football handicapper Brad Powers joins the program. Brad, good morning. Thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with this LSU game on the road against Arkansas. Tell us how you approached this game in the summertime, what numbers were available back then, and your level of, maybe concern with the letdown here with LSU coming into this game after that huge win against Bama at home last week.
Yeah, first off, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me, as always. When it came to this game in the summer, you know, one specific book, the Westgate, was a little bit lower on LSU than I was. And keep in mind, I bet LSU under their season win total. I wasn't buying LSU in year one under Brian Kelly, but I thought LSU was significantly downgraded in their power ratings, like off 5-6 points. So I was able to not only bet +8 against Arkansas, but I also have like a +14.5 ticket coming up here in a couple weeks against Texas A&M. So that was just me disagreeing with one particular sports book about LSU. However, flip forward to now, obviously big time line movement now, with LSU now being, in some spots up to a 4-point favorite I am more on the Arkansas side because I do think there's a letdown for LSU. How could there not be? I mean, that was one of the biggest wins they've had in years, you know, with the exception of their national title season in 2019. And on top of it, you know, it's a buy low spot for Arkansas off a outright upset loss as a 2-touchdown favorite against Liberty. My only caveat is this, though. I'm hearing whispers that KJ Jefferson, the outstanding quarterback for Arkansas, has a shoulder issue. He's not 100%. Not saying he's going to play, but he's just not, you know, what he was earlier in the season.
So because of that news, will you try to get a middle here and take if you can get that four with Arkansas, or does that news scare you away and you're going to just be like, you know what, I'm happy with my plus eight on LSU?
No, 3.5, 4, worth a bet.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I bet a lot, so yeah. To me, that's worth a bet. Mm-hmm. I don't anticipate it getting any higher than 3.5 or 4.
All right, this is uncharted territory for Nick Saban in Alabama. Rarely do you see them. They're all but out of it here. Need a miracle just to get in the SEC title game. How do you think Alabama responds against Ole Miss? And Kiffin has done well, at least offensively, except last year, but against Saban. What do you think here?
So typically, I mean, it's an auto bet. You know, let's take Nick Saban off a loss. He's covered 8 in a row. Average cover margins, 11 points per game. But this is the first time since 2010, I mean, 12 years ago, that they got multiple losses before the Auburn game. So uncharted territory. I'm not sure how they're going to handle it. And here's what I do know. They haven't handled the road very well at all the last 2 years. I mean, we all talk about, hey, I need sample size. I need more data points. I mean, how many data points do you need with this Alabama team on the road? They come up short time and time again, especially against relatively good competition. Obviously, Ole Miss is that. Ole Miss is, off a bye. Another thing, I think a lot of these programs now are starting to smell a little bit of blood in the water with Alabama. I don't think that intimidation factor is there what it was even 2-3 years ago. So, you know, I lean towards Ole Miss. I do think matchup-wise, there's some significant advantages for Alabama that keeps me from, you know, running the window and betting Ole Miss. And plus, number, kind of in a dead spot. I mean, I would prefer, obviously, 14 if I'm going to be running the window and betting Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, plus there's also, the dream crusher angle, like you said, first time with 2 losses before the Auburn game since 2010. Kids don't go to Alabama to play in the Outback Bowl. They go to make a playoff and win a national championship. And so, and quite, by the way, what you were saying, not good enough, is maybe Alabama's not good enough this year to be laying 11.5 against a team like Ole Miss.
Excellent point. I mean, I think sometimes these point spreads that we see in Alabama games, it's more on, you know, respect given to Nick Saban and what the Alabama program's been for 10, 12 years, not necessarily how good this year's team is. I'm going to tweet this out later. Like, people think, oh, you're overreacting, the dynasty's over. You're overreacting to, you know, a couple of games this year that they lost coin flip games against Tennessee and LSU on the road. I can name 10 games in the last 2 years where Alabama has come up short of expectations. Big games. I'm not talking about Utah State or Southern Miss or New Mexico State. I'm talking big-time opponents. Alabama coming up short by double digits per game against the spread. And, they don't have the wide receiver core that they did just a couple of years ago. Offensive line issues. And particularly, I don't think the offensive play calling from Bill O'Brien is anywhere near what it was under Steve Sarkisian or Lane Kiffin.
All right, fair point. Very good. How about TCU and Texas, the top 5 team catching all these points? You've mentioned how high your power rating's been on Texas. What do you think of this matchup?
I like Texas. Like Texas quite a bit here. I have obviously went against TCU a few times. Obviously, have come up short. But if I had to redo and make those bets again, I would. Maybe even bet more. This is a team that obviously it's well known. Very fortunate, but I mean, I'm talking extremely fortunate when it comes to second half of games facing backup quarterbacks. I mean, how many do you need? Oklahoma, yeah. Kansas, Kansas State. Hell, even last week, Texas Tech is beating them. Baron Morton's a really good quarterback. I liked what I saw from him going all the way back to the spring game. He gets hurt, and then they have to bring in Tyler Shuck, who hasn't played, I mean, since the start of the season. He's rusty. He doesn't even look 100% healthy. And TCU, you know, makes that furious comeback and somehow covers a point spread. In that one, Texas, to me, if they play their A game, we see it a lot of times in the first half of games, not necessarily in the second half of games with Texas. But if they play their complete game, I think they actually win this one and win this one with a lot of margin. So I'm hook 'em this week. I like Texas.
Okay. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Veasan, the Sports Betting Network. Brad Powers, our guest, college football expert, pro better. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. Do you think Oregon's just going to go up and down the field against Washington? And also, do you think it'll fly over?
I mean, it's a lot of points. I mean, the total's already in the low 70s, but I'm here to tell you, I don't see a lot of defensive stops on either side, but particularly on the Washington side. Now, there might be some metrics out there that say, they're okay Washington defensively. I'm here to tell you they're not really. And they obviously have not faced an offense like what Oregon's been, particularly after the Georgia game, where, I mean, you can make case this might be the best offense in college football since the Georgia game. I mean, they're averaging 48 points per game since that one and 550 yards per game. And, you know, Washington, when they've had to step up, when they faced the two best Pac-12 offenses they've seen, Arizona and UCLA, went up and down the field.
Yep.
So I expect the same here, Oregon. I'd lean Oregon minus the points. And that's the case. Certainly, you got to lean over.
So we expect TCU to lose at some point, and it might be Saturday. But based on what's happened against Oregon and now Tennessee, what would you need in a semifinal game if they played tomorrow? If Georgia's playing Oregon, USC, or TCU, what would you need to take the dog?
Well, I think differently of both teams. So first off, I'll start with TCU. Probably need like 18.5 on TCU. So significant point spread. That's right up there with one of the bigger point spreads we've ever seen in the semifinals. So Georgia 18.5 over TCU. And then Oregon, I would probably need 14.5. I think my pure dead power rating is 14. So 14.5 is what I need on the Ducks. Now, people are going to say, well, I mean, the point spread in the opener was like close to 17 and Georgia killed them. Well, obviously, a point or two of that was because it was played in Atlanta. And look, I've upgraded Georgia since the start of the season, but I've upgraded Oregon significantly since that first game.
Sure. Where are you at with USC?
I would be more in the right dead in the middle between TCU and Oregon, so I'd be in that 16 range. To be determined, I'm not sure that SC beats UCLA, and I'm not sure. I mean, look, I'm always a Chicken Little sky is falling against, you know, with Notre Dame because I'm a fan, but I think Notre Dame matches up well with them. I think Notre Dame's going to pound them at the line of scrimmage.
Interesting. Okay. And I know it was 50-mile-per-hour winds, but again, how Georgia was so impressive against Tennessee. What would you make Georgia, Ohio State on a neutral?
I'm still, you know, less than a field goal, believe it or not, and probably that in the two range. I still... You know what? I know they got a type of team that isn't necessarily, I guess, built for November Big Ten weather. But I mean, you're not gonna have to worry about that in the semifinal if you're playing in a dome. I mean, I like the Buckeyes athletes on both sides of the ball.
Okay, so I actually thought that there was a small chance that game day could be in New Orleans this week for Tulane and Central Florida.
Should be. I mean, who's making those decisions for game day the last 3-4 years? It's been abysmal.
Yeah, I thought they probably should have been there as well over Texas and TCU this week. And then look at this now. I mean, 8-1 Tulane, 7-2 Central Florida. Tulane, as we speak, laying 1.5. I've heard a lot of people make the case for Central Florida. To me, it makes some sense. What say you with this matchup?
Yeah, I like Central Florida. So I think, obviously, Tulane's number one in the country. They're 8-1 against the spread as far as covering point spread. So I think, at this point in the season, you're probably paying a little bit of a premium. That's why that line, the Tulane, a little bit of a favorite there. With that being said, you dive into the matchups, you dive into the stats, and obviously got a lot more data points than what you had in September. And the reality is yards per play margin, yards per game margin, points per game margin, strength of schedule, all says that UCF is a superior team. The other point of emphasis as far as giving value here, you know, we got to downgrade UCF because, you know, John Rhys Plumlee might not play. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm kind of the opinion that I hope he doesn't play because, you know, he's a higher variance. I mean, he turns the football over. Mikey Keene doesn't. Mikey Keene was last year's starter. They thought the season was over when Dylan Gabriel went out, and he led him to 9 wins, including a bowl win over Florida. He's kind of steadied the ship. They beat Cincinnati. They went on the road and beat Memphis last week. He doesn't turn the football over. He's a better passer than Plumlee. I think ideally I'd like to see Plumlee play a little bit, give him a quarterback run game a little bit, but Mikey Keene being the quarterback is fine with me. UCF wins outright.
Wow, all valid points. Very good. We're going to continue with Brad Powers coming up next, professional sports bettor, great college football handicapper. Brought up Notre Dame there for a second. What does he make of that number this week against Navy? Is OU too big of a favorite in Morgantown? And other current numbers he likes on the board. And if he had to make a bet today for the Heisman, which player would that be on? Coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to VSiN.com, check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in the action, find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits another way. VSiN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Go to VSiN.com.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you were made, guy.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
That's a Fugazi. That's a Fugazi. We looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better better.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
An odd thing you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a little chest hair, huh? A little ball charge. Yeah.
Yeah. A little Elvis action. Yeah.
All right.
All right, up first here, Paulie. The NFL Coach of the Year is a great race, and at least 5 or 6 guys are live to the award. Is that real or Fugazi?
First part's real. Second part's Fugazi. It's a good race, but it's not that deep. And the Eagles are going to go 15-2. But it's going to be all about Sirianni and a $1.25 favorite in some spots. It's Sirianni or Carroll. Now, what if Seattle can't get to 11 wins, 12, right? I just think you can't, because to me, it's they're winning. Worst case, I say the Eagles go 14-3.
Yeah. I thought you were scoffing at 17-0 recently. I thought you were going to go 20-0 for this team.
I can't get there.
Okay.
But 17.
So there's no path for O'Connell?
No. He is blocked by Sirianni.
There's no path for Brian Daboll?
There's a path, but they're not. They're going to start losing games.
I'll give you another.
They haven't played the Eagles. They're going to lose to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
You need to be careful with this because I'll give you one other guy who's absolutely live, in my opinion. That's Robert Saleh. If they win 11 games.
Well, if they win a Leah, well.
Well, they have six already.
Yeah. Well, still the plus money to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, which you can't believe. I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The total's nine.
Yeah. I still think, is Mike McDaniel out of it?
No. You can't say he's out of it.
I think he has.
Not how Tua's played?
Of course not.
Well, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he makes some questionable decisions. But what are we talking, though? Winning the division? How many wins?
Well, I mean, if Tua does this, he doesn't get hurt again, and he puts up just crazy numbers, and it's Hill and Waddle, and they don't miss it, and they get better. And what if the Eagles do slip a little bit? What if it is, 14-3? That means they're going to lose, three out of their next, what do they have played so far? Eight games? So they have nine left. If they finish like 6-3, that'll be disappointing down the stretch. Or if they would go 5-4, this thing completely opens up then, in my opinion.
Well, that's a big if. I can't see that. I think they're so damn good. Okay, real or Fugazi? People, our viewers, the audience would be shocked to learn exactly how many casinos have been and are robbed in Las Vegas. Real or Fugazi? And it happened last night.
Oh, you mean like they would have no idea?
But be shocked by the number. How many times it? You're right.
I'm sure that's real.
I think people would be shocked by the. Yeah.
Well, what happened last night? Because I don't even know the details.
There was a place down the street where according to reports, the high limit cage was hit, and the guy had to scoot, and like a lot of ground to cover, where it was out by. The valet and what he was able to do with the high limit.
Well, there was also a stretch probably, a decade ago where it was happening like that. I mean, it happened over at one place off the strip. Then it happened at one of the five-star spots on the strip. And I mean, it was
Iron Man, the guy on a motorcycle, the Bellagio.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It was happening constantly. You had Pigman.
Pigman.
Right? They
Bellagio
showed up.
As well.
Another
they,
one
they
at the Bellagio.
The jewelry store.
Yeah.
They had the pig face. Oh, they left the keys in the car.
My guess is there is a lot of activity on the strip that locals here, us, we have no idea that happens on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the suicides. No, that never gets reported. Oh, yeah. But that's one thing.
No, they don't. They will not report those.
They're quiet. Right. But there was a great tweet about casinos are robbed, and it happens more than you think. But you never get away with it, or once or twice, right? And the guy with that guy did it to Stardust a long time ago. You can Google that story.
Okay, there is a very real possibility that the first three picks in the NFL draft will all be quarterbacks. Real or Fugazi?
Yeah, I think you have something there. Yeah, that's real. I could see now. What's the order? I don't. That's another tough question too. And that updated to go number one overall. So because you're big on Levis, but he's polarizing
lately.
Right now.
He's slipping right now. But Stroud remains the favorite. Bryce Young is up there.
Yeah.
You do have Levis, who was recently 5-1. He's down to 15-1 right now. Will Anderson is a non-quarterback, obviously. Yeah. He's going to be in the mix. Jalen Carter as well from Georgia. But I will say this right now, the top three in the draft order, and this will certainly change, but it goes Houston, Carolina, and Las Vegas. If there's a prop up and that's the top three and it's reasonable, I would say absolutely Houston will go quarterback, Carolina will no doubt go quarterback, and Las Vegas, in my opinion, they have to go quarterback.
Well, they should, but they won't. Right?
Yeah.
I'm with you too. Yep. Real or Fugazi? A lot of people can do what Andrew Whitworth did, and he told Dan Lebatard he did 8 double stacks at Wendy's. Real or Fugazi?
I think the number of ordinary Joes off the street who are not big fellas would surprise everybody hey, you know what? I can probably whack down 4 or 5 of those. Yeah, so I think
educated on this, too. Remember the Finau thing? Finau won a golf tournament, and he went to McDonald's and got, an insane amount of food.
Yeah.
Because I put it down, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
People said, I can do that. I'm not even a big guy. And then they said, if there's no time constraint, you can whack down all this food.
My godfather's best friend, this is years ago, I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, he was legendary. He would go to McDonald's just to impress people. He would whack down 6 Big Macs. Not a big guy.
Oh, come on.
6 Big Macs, like nothing.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, again, like you would never be able to pick the guy out of a lineup like, I think that he's, clearly that guy could do it. No, you wouldn't know.
How long? He did six Big Macs?
Six Big Macs in a setting, no problem. Wow, just to impress people, yeah. And then they would hear about it. Like, I want to see it. Okay, let's go to McDonald's and I'll whack it down now.
It's like a guy counting cards. You want
to
see the...
Well, we used to have what was that deal at Arby's for a long time? Was it 5 for $5?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so I would go to Arby's with my buddy. He said, you want to get the 5 for $5? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Well, I'll get 2. You say, no, I'm going to get 5. I've told you this before. He was finishing his first sandwich. I was still on my first bite. He would whack down... He's the fastest eater I've ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding. Chestnut has nothing on this guy.
The waitress story.
Many times the waitress would bring the food, come back around a couple of minutes later. She would look like, "What is it? Did you drop it? What happened?" He's like, no, it's gone.
Yeah. You know, I have bad manners because I eat too fast. Right. I eat too fast. You know why I eat fast? Because in my house, my mom says you can't watch TV until you clean your plate.
Yeah.
So I'd shovel it in.
Yeah, I can.
I want to get back to watch the game.
I can eat extremely fast. The problem is I'm not full yet. So I just like this. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, my God, why did I eat that much food?
Yeah.
Or Fugazi, working 5 4-day weeks is better than taking one straight week off.
One more time?
Working 5 4-day weeks is better than taking one straight week off. Till you working a regular 5-day week shift, and you get a week of vacation.
No. Fugazi. No Fugazi. I thought yesterday we were going to go on. Give me the 4. You want the 4-12s?
What?
4-10s,
4-10s, yeah, for sure.
The 4-10s.
That should be the standard.
Sign me up for that.
The 4-10s over the 5-8s.
Yes.
It makes much more sense.
Not even close. The guy at the cage across the street, the Golden Gate, he does that. But he's got 12s. I think he does 4-12s. He's upper management. When he does.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know when I'm getting on here. It depends on how busy it is.
Get the 3-day weekend?
Yeah.
When I was very young, I used to work 3 12s and I'd have the rest of the week off. The problem was it was 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. I lasted a month.
Oh, mama.
I would fall asleep on the drive home every single day. I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah, yeah. The kid's on this shift, too. He took a bad beat with the daylight savings.
Oh, yeah.
He had to work the extra hour. Tough.
That's
we know
right.
A guy in radio had to do that. His 4-hour shift, now he's got to do 5 with
hour,
the time change.
Yep.
Tough beat. It's good. Yep. We could do an hour on just robberies in Las Vegas. I mean, that story, that guy who robbed the Bellagio with the motorcycle mask, jumped on the bike, and then he was staying at the hotel and bragging about it.
Yeah.
And, he's like a poker player. I think his dad was a judge. That thing had everything.
Who's the guy? Wasn't there somebody who showed up in a trench coat at the New York as well, like top of the stairs?
Well, that was a shooting.
Was it a shoot? But that was was that only a shooting?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was maybe a combination of the two. I mean, it has happened quite a bit where you're just like, okay. all right. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, great job by everybody behind the glass here working on this show and segments like that. Thursday Night Football preview with player props coming up. This game could play out the exact opposite way their first meeting went only 2 weeks ago. And we'll run down some of the expectations for tonight and numbers latest with those players involved in the game coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. College basketball underway. Now get your copy of the annual betting guide, over 400 pages. Our biggest guide ever, odds, trends, power ratings, analysis on every team. Matt Eumanns, Greg Peterson, Von Tobel, Wes Reynolds, win totals, futures, conference champs, a breakdown of all the coaching changes. The only way to get the guides, become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro access. Everything we do through the Super Bowl. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe. Mike Pritchard played 9 years in the NFL. First round draft pick. Works here at VSiN. MVP of the championship team at Colorado. And more importantly, he was on the Atlanta Falcons, too legit to quit team. Hammer time. Pritchard joins us now. What do you think of the quarterback play so far in this league? And how many elite quarterbacks do we have this year?
One, and that's Patrick Mahomes. And, I mean, that could be your MVP midway through the year right now, right? I mean, touchdown pass leader, passing yards leader, the way that he can orchestrate a football team and lead them to victory. I mean, that's what you were looking for from an elite quarterback. I don't know if there's any more elite quarterbacks left in the league. I mean, playing that way, right? We know in theory, Tom Brady's elite quarterback. He's going to the Hall of Fame first ballot. Aaron Rodgers, elite quarterback. He's going to the Hall of Fame first ballot. But they're not playing like that, though. And that's, I guess, my biggest point. And I brought this up hosting Lombardi Line earlier with Ben Wilson about, you know, do we go back in time before legalization and before betting has become legal across the country? And certainly we're looking at the quarterback a certain way, as how much a quarterback means to the number. Do we go back and try to research about how much a running game or a running back, probably more of a running game situation, and how much that means to the number? Because I don't see stellar elite quarterback week in and week out. I don't see the consistency that way.
Oh, that's interesting, because tie it into the team that's playing tonight. I mean, Atlanta's 30th in passing. They're 4th in rushing. And look at Tennessee. They're right there. They go to overtime with Kansas City. They win a game the week before. Their quarterback threw for 50 yards.
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the week, I was like, okay, why is Atlanta a favorite, you know, by three? We just saw that game not too long ago. I get it. But is it because Cordell Patterson's back and the emphasis of the running game and the rushing attack that way? But the Panthers have familiarity within that division, and they played well, even in their situation within that division against Tampa. They played well against the Saints, and certainly they played well against Atlanta. They should have won that game. So I was curious about that. You see the line now is at 2.5. But I was curious about that situation earlier when it was at 3. Here you go. I don't know if Carolina's going to get inside of it, but I was just curious about the running game aspect, because what's changed for Atlanta? Just Cordell Patterson is back on the field, and we know what he can do on the field. We just saw that as he trucked the linebacker into the end zone. That was awesome.
Well, I think the list is a little bit longer than one, though, to be completely fair. I mean, Josh Allen's banged up this week, but he was playing really good football before the last 2 weeks, really. But you don't want to put Hurts or Tua on that list quite yet?
Well, I mean, do you put Joe Burrow up there, too? I mean, look how inconsistent that been. I can elevate Tua. You know, they do move the ball between the 20s a lot, but scoring is to be desired, I think. And maybe they'll find ways, but that's a team that doesn't have a great running game. And, you know, red zone efficiency is a stat that I really look at, Mitch and Paulie, in terms of teams and their success and how we get into the different phases of the National Football League, right? I mean, we know that the NBA has phases to it, and certainly you bet accordingly. And I think that's true for the National Football League. As we get out of scheme and into matchups, because teams know what you do, teams know your tendencies, and therefore, I think even more weight should be added to the fact that, are we getting elite quarterback play? The consistency of it. I mean, like I said, watching Patrick Mahomes operate, okay, there you go. Tua, sure, you know, between the 20s. I mean, Justin Fields to a certain level. You can elevate Lamar Jackson. I mean, you can elevate those type of players from time to time and say and suggest that, okay, that's an elite type of play. Those are elite situations, but the consistency of it, I just haven't seen it week in and week out, though.
Okay. So you're a little ticked off, and I understand why. So you are friends, and you played at Colorado with Eric Bieniemy, and we know his history and passing over him time and time again for getting a head coaching job. What do you think of what transpired this week in Indianapolis with Saturday?
Well, man, it's comedy, one, but then it's embarrassing, too, because I think it is a revealing look, guys, at the thought process of organizations a lot of times. You know, as owners, you don't really know much about football. Well, we get that, but you own the team, right? And you, what you want a lot of times is what you're going to get. You own the team. You own the damn team. You're going to get what you want. But what Irsay said about Saturday was that he was capable, not qualified, but capable. Think about that for a minute. Let that sink in for a minute. Eric Bieniemy is not only capable, but he's also qualified. But do you have the relationships, you know, like Jeff Saturday has, or a lot of candidates that circumvent, you know, situations or even rules? I mean, the Rooney Rule didn't apply here. It will at the end of the year. I get that. It didn't apply here, but as a wink, wink, nod, nod, let's get around the golf fan here. Okay, you're going to be my next head coach. I'm going to give you this opportunity because you're capable, but not qualified. And that just stands out to a lot of people, I think. And it doesn't matter who you are, whatever profession you're pursuing. If somebody gets something over you, I'm sure you're going to be ticked off by that, because a lot of things have been circumvented. A lot of things are because of relationships, and it's not because you're qualified. And I think that's just frustrating for a lot of people right now.
Pritch, can the league step in at some point? Because, again, if you want to look at any example of being at rock bottom for a team in the league over recent years, mm-hmm. I think this would be it right now for the Colts. I mean, it was a terrible week for that team. Ursay was, it sounded like a clown with some of the sound bites. Saturday, obviously, but also like the integrity of the game at some point. I know teams have tanked in the past, like every year going back, but they went and got Matt Ryan in the offseason. Now, he clearly was not an elite quarterback and he wasn't playing well, but they can't trot Sam Ellinger out there right now. This is just unacceptable, in my opinion.
Without a coordinator, right? You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, integrity of the game, and that's something that the Shield was built on, and what the Shield stands by, the integrity of the game. The league, Roger Goodell, all the owners, they do not want people thinking that this is comedy. I mean, scoring's already down, Mitch, and you make a great point. It's like, okay, do I really want to watch that? You got people associated with this football team that seemingly don't know what they're doing, or maybe they're doing it on purpose, you know, and that does bring into question about integrity of game. When you have Kevin Mawai on that staff, who is a Hall of Famer, who's already coaching. I mean, how come he wasn't elevated to interim head coach, right? You had Gus Bradley, yeah. Former head coach. You have John Fox, former head coach. I mean, there's other ways that you could have kept this thing together and avoided the comedy that it's turned into. But no, you bring up a great, great point. I mean, if we watch a horrible product from the Colts against the Raiders, I mean, I think integrity of the game should be in question here.
Okay, what do you think of the Germany game and Brady, who struggled, yeah. And they won the game, but it was they were fortunate to do so, taking on Seattle, and how Carroll's turned this around and what the changes they've done defensively.
Yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I think Carroll knows a thing or two about Tom Brady, but yet they're catching 3 points, and they've looked better and more consistent than Tom Brady has in a bunch all year long. But Tom Brady comes from behind. He beats the Rams, and here comes the Brady tax, I think. I think there was a Belichick tax. Right,
yeah.
Right. A Belichick tax after the Cleveland Brown game, where you had a home situation where they were a huge favorite. And then now, here you go with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who we know that they have issues. They've had issues all year long. All of a sudden, one come from behind victory, everything's fine, and they're going to be able to lay 3 points against Seattle. I love my former teams this year in teasers. It's been working big time. So I got Seattle Seahawks involved in a teaser.
With who?
At Broncos.
Okay.
Broncos, because of Vrabel, Paulie, and that coaching staff. Man, Todd Downing. I mean, look, why did y'all draft a quarterback? I mean, if you're not going to let him throw the football, why did you draft a quarterback?
Yeah.
You know, and but at the same time, as you're trying to hold on to that game, that defense was exposed to Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City offense in a short week situation. They were on the field over, 90 plays, I believe. And so now you have a short week of the Broncos off a bye. And they know what their problems are. Like I mentioned this before when I picked the Broncos, and they helped me out on the teaser situation. I was on your show last. And the sentiment is so low on them, but they have a great defense. They really do. And in an inept offensive situation, I don't care if Tannehill's playing or not, I just think the Tennessee Titans one-score games predominantly with their wins. So I got a good teaser situation with the Broncos, too. A rest advantage right there and a short week situation for the Titans on Sunday night.
I mean, I got to be honest. Like, we talked about that a lot with that Bills-Dolphins game earlier this year, how the mm-hmm. Dolphins defense was on the field for like 99 plays. That Titans defense,
yeah.
I mean, Pritch, you played in the league for a long time. I mean, but they were on the field for 90-plus plays, left their guts out on the field. That probably took two, 3 days to get over.
Oh, yeah. 41 minutes, too, a time of possession, too, because you were the situation in the game. It does. You have to get your bodies back on top of that to travel. And emotionally, man, you're not ready to prepare for anybody. And then let alone it's the Broncos. You know, I mean, it's not like you're looking at the Chiefs, like they got up for that game and the
sure.
devastation
there
of,
you
of
go.
Losing the game the way that they did.
Yep, it's not exactly the same opponent. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at MIPritchard. Thanks for the time, as always. I love talking to you. Good luck with your teaser this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the week.
Yep, you too. You there too. You go. Mike Pritchard, former player in the NFL for 9 years and a current VSiN host. We will get into win some, lose some, recapping last night's betting action. Again, a 13-1 run to start the season. Is that good? Paulie with the details coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.